On this episode of Watch Time, we're continuing our series on user-generated content, but with part two, talking about pre-production and planning right after this. Welcome back to Watch Time, everybody. This is going to be part two of our series on user-generated content, and we're back here again with Josh Lawhorn, our expert editor.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, this is going to be great. We're going to talk about some pre-production. We're going to talk about planning, which I think is one of the things that is not, like, I guess...
It's looked over.
It is. Yeah. It's kind of like cast aside, like everyone like, let me hit record and get started.
Yeah.
And this is like the most important part about it. So I guess jumping in... I know one of the things we were kind of talking about before was just talking about how obviously planning is a must. So why don't we go into that in terms of planning? Maybe you could even give us some insight into what you do for production. Like, what's your first step? You know you need to create a piece of content, and now it's time to plan.
Usually I start writing some ideas down on paper, and I kind of, you know, edit those ideas and formulate a cohesive story, because we know that story is like the most important thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a good story, then... why would anyone want to watch your content?
True. I feel like people kind of watch things and like, what's the point? So it's like having something outlined or put on paper mm-hmm. helps, you know, keep everything in line and like let you know that you're staying on track. So
exactly. And you don't need to have like a notebook or anything. You just jot it down on your phone, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's one thing. Like whatever I use my Apple Notes a lot. Like when inspiration strikes, I just kind of like have a tab that I open up and I write it down.
Yeah. When I was a comedian, I had my phone and I would like leave the voice memos open, and I would just, if I was driving or something, I would just, you know, talk into the voice memo.
I could see that. Driving around, like seeing like the streets of Cleveland with snow, like make joke about snow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess in terms of the planning, I think one of the things that I wanted to touch on is like just things that we think about in terms of even talking with our clients. Like, we always talk to them about, like, when you want to create a video, think about why. So, like, why are you creating the video? Like, what's the purpose of this video? You know, you don't want to create a video just for the sake of creating a video. And then once you kind of understand why you're making it, you know, like, we need more leads or we need to educate a client, then the next question is who? And so, like, I always ask our clients, like, well, who is this for? Like, who's going to be actually watching this? Because, yeah. Like, I feel like if you have, you know, multiple personas, which they probably do, like, if you have a client that's a small business owner and then you have a client that works for a marketing company, I feel like those are two very different clients, and you have to, like, tweak your messaging for those people and tell a different story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think often, especially, like, on our side, people, they'll just come to you and they'll say, I just want to shoot a really cool video. I have some cool ideas for cool shots, and it might not necessarily... fit the message that you're trying to transmit, you know, to Earth.
I think that's one thing that I think cool ideas for shots or cool ideas for like scenes, they do, like a lot of times they spark inspiration that like will develop a storyline or maybe a movie or something like mm-hmm. that. But I also think too, like that's why the planning process is so important, because sometimes people might want to just
they want to forego all that stuff. They just want to get into it. Like you said, they just want to hit record and hope magic happens. And nine times out of ten, it's not how it works.
Well, and it's one of those things that, you know, like I always like, I guess for people that are watching and listening, I'm sure you've all seen this, and it's still happening to this day. You get the people that bring up the phone and they're like, okay. And they're like, let me tell you about my day. And this is what I'm doing. And this is real. Yeah. I mean, this is real big on TikTok and stuff like that. And it's big on Instagram stories. And I think that's good for certain brands, for certain people.
If I care about you,
well, but it depends on the story they're telling, though, too, I feel like, you know what I mean? So like to your point, it goes back to that, like, what are, like, why? Like, why mm-hmm. are you telling the story? What are you trying to illustrate? Like, if you're just like, I want to make a video, and they're like, okay, let me tell you about my day, and this is that, but like, but then it has no point, it has no storyline, then people get done and they're like, well, I just watched that, and now I'm not going to watch anything else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's why it's like, I think it's so important. Like, why? Like, why do the planning? Why are you doing this? Don't just record something and be like, I did a video.
Mm-hmm.
I did a thing. Here it is.
Yeah.
You know? So I do think like that planning is so crucial for that aspect of it. So now we're starting with this why, this who. And then I think one thing that people don't think about this, they always think about it last, but I think from the beginning stages of this, think about your call to action. So like, what do you want this person to do? So not only are you at a point where you're like, we know who this is for, but what do we want that person to do? Because it may change depending on the person or the goal. You know, do you want them to send you a message? Do you want them to go to a website? Do you want them to call you?
It's kind of like, what's the theme of this?
Yeah, or even like if it's a loop, you know, like certain TikTok videos, they go, if you want to find out what happened, check out the next video.
Yeah.
So it's like that. Maybe that's your goal. Like, hey, I need to get them to be on this bingeable experience where they keep following me. So I think that that call to action is a crucial thing to start planning early on as well.
I often hear YouTubers, I think Mr. Beast says, you know, he comes up with the idea for the thumbnail first. And then, because that's the first thing that everyone's going to see. And he'll, like, essentially, like, test thumbnails out. Like, they'll make 20 different thumbnails. And, like, if the thumbnail doesn't work, like, if they can't find one that works, then they just don't do the video at all.
Yeah. I think that's a good point. Because I do think that's something that often gets overlooked. It's like last minute, like, oh, let's do a thumbnail. Where I do think, and I know like some YouTubers, like they like plan it out in their, I think most do in their pre-production process. So that's another thing. So I guess like, what's the presentation of this? Where's it going? What do you need?
You know? And I don't even know if we should, but like you said, like I always feel like it's the last thing that we're doing for the videos, and maybe we could get better at it, you know? Maybe we could start planning in the pre-production process.
Yeah, I know for us, for the watch time stuff, we usually just kind of take something from this and we put it up there.
Well, I have, like, I have a formula. But, yeah, I'll take, like, a shot, like, usually of the two of us or you and Kathy, and I think, like, going forward, we should, like, actually, like, do photos or something that's a little bit more high res.
So I guess that goes back to, so now that we're kind of, like, looking at this planning where why, who, call to action, I think the next thing to look at, kind of talking about the thumbnail, we kind of jumped on this, is what platform? Because it does, that does dictate, you know, do you need to do thumbnail planning? What orientation? Do we need to be vertical? Do we need to be square? Do we need to be standard 16 by 9? So that's one thing to think about. The platform will dictate that. So now knowing what platform you're on. And then I think like the platform also dictates things like, you know, the flow of the video and the length of the video. I mean, because, you know, I know we tell clients a lot, you know, when you're going to be on Facebook or you're going to be on Instagram and people are scrolling, then you need to have something that is going to grab them and stop them from scrolling versus like, to your point with YouTube, that thumbnail is going to get them to be like, oh, here's the title, here's the thumbnail, and then click.
Yeah. Yeah, what's, didn't you watch something where like shake, like at the start of the video?
Yeah, sometimes a little shake disrupts, like if you just have it shake a little bit, because when people are scrolling, it disrupts the scroll. Another thing would be like something that's like unusual. So like if you want to like, you know, like they always talk about using a hook. You should use a hook for all of these things, like whether it be on, you know, YouTube or whether it be on, you know, Instagram or Facebook. And all a hook really is something along the lines of, on this episode of Watch Time, we're going to be talking about XYZ. You probably just saw it at the beginning of this episode. And that just gets you to go, oh, I want to learn that.
Yeah.
And that's for me. And so the hook, I feel like, is so crucial. And maybe doing something on, if you're not going to do the shake thing, maybe even doing something on like Facebook or Instagram where you just do something crazy. Like, I don't know, like, you jump in to the scene.
I see that. Yeah. I was just about to mention, I know this comedian, Jasmine Carter, and all at the start of all her videos, she's like falling into the screen. Like it's usually on a bed or on a couch or something, but she's always like falling into the screen.
It's disruption, because what you're really trying to do is people are scrolling and I always tell, like, we always talk about this on the podcast, you know, if you don't believe it, just watch what you're doing, or better yet, watch what your spouse is doing, your friends are doing, and you'll just see that scroll. And it's like, how do you get somebody to stop for a second and come back, you know? And I just think there's a lot of pre-planning in that, and that's going into the stage. And that's why I think, you know, knowing what platform, you know, once you kind of know who you're talking to, why, and everything, now that platform is so crucial. And that's going to influence the call to action too, like we were talking about before, because, you know, if you're on Instagram, for example, you can't drop links in, so you got to put a link in your bio.
Yeah.
So you got to change that call to action, link in bio, or go to our website And if your website's something easy, that can be put up there.
Yeah. Also, conversely, you probably don't want a 20-minute video on your website.
No.
Unless you're like an entertainer and you're putting out some
content. It could even be like, to your point, like maybe it's broken up. Maybe that's where you break the content up. So if it's 20 minutes, something you captured, maybe you break that up into sections and you plan that ahead of time and say, well, I'm going to put section one on my website. And if they want to learn more, I could put section two on the next page, section three on the page after that. And then you could put that on YouTube, to your point, and then just push the sections together and have like dividers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sections within the video. And these are all things that I feel like have to be planned out. You can't just like, let's shoot it and just hope for, we can figure this out after the fact. So I think that's key. So I feel like this is, I guess, my process and what I think we would want to do this. And this is how we kind of do it with the clients. Once we figured out all of those logistics, that's when we kind of go into the scripting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my take on scripting, and I want to get yours as well, since you've written your fair share of scripts, is, you know, I have right now, like, things to consider when scripting is, are you talking to the camera? You know, like, do you need an outline? Do you need an actually full-on script? Do you need to be able to read it from a teleprompter or memorize things? Stuff like that. So I think these are all things to consider when you're putting your script together.
Yeah, I would say most of the videos that we do, it's usually like talking heads, like interview style. But then we do our fair share of voiceovers, and it's always nice when Kathy like writes a script and we have the voiceover prior to showing up, because then we know what footage we need to capture. As far as like myself and what I do is I just kind of start like, I don't really on my own do a lot of corporate video content. I mostly like try to write short films and writing a feature length film right now. I come up with an idea that's usually inspired by a location or a person or maybe a song or something. And I just start writing and, I'll kind of like, it's called a beat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is? A beat sheet is like, it's like a loose outline. It's like, okay, like every movie hits like these certain points, you know, like
there's the milestones.
Milestones. Yeah. So there's a call to action, like a catalyst. There's, you know, the accepting the journey. And, and so like, I'll kind of like write out the outline and then it's like, you got to fill everything in from there.
So I think I do something similar, I guess, going kind of like tying that into the user-generated. I do something similar whenever I'm trying to do videos for, I used to do those quick tip videos so for social media. And what I do is, like, that's obviously I'm identifying that I'm talking to the camera. And then I do my outline with my goals. So my outline's like, I need an introduction. Introduction needs to hit on these things. And then my goals are, we're going to talk about this, this, and this. So those are my three goals that I need to achieve in the video. And then I have like my closeout at the end. And then what do I want that closeout to be? Is there going to be a call to action in it? Am I going to tell somebody to go check out another video? So I feel like similar to what you're talking about, but just I guess not in that terminology. Like I'll write all this stuff out because I don't fully script those types of videos.
It's just geared more towards a business.
Yeah,
business end,
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Like I do think though, to your point though, like talking about like voiceover and then also like talking to camera, like I think the voiceover is key. People will think like especially like for people out there that are watching, like it doesn't have to be professional voiceover. Like if you're going to voice this over, write that out, record the voiceover, and then you know what shots you need to get to your point. Otherwise, if you try and get all the shots and then try and make the voiceover fit, you might forget something and you're doing double the work. So that's I think key there. So I think scripting, like the big considerations I kind of see is like, you know, what are you trying to, what's the goal? Going back to that, so you're putting the goal in. What are my talking points? Am I scripting it out fully or am I just, to your point, like creating something where I have like beats that I'm trying to hit on and then trying to have that call to action? And I always leave space in my scripts for like my user-generated stuff for like notes, tags, and links because I feel like if there's something I say in the video, I need to like, oh, I should make this a hashtag or, oh, I should make get this link and put this, like, link this to the video somehow.
Okay.
Stuff like that. Because I think that's important, too, because, you know, if you're planning this out and you go, oh, you know what I'm noticing? That, like, we're doing this video and we're talking a lot about user-generated content. So maybe I need to, like, do hashtag user-generated, hashtag DIY video, hashtag cell phone video, things like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, starting to think about that as I'm putting the script together.
Yeah. Okay. And then the next step after that would, you know, you should at least have like some semblance of a shot list, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Storyboard things. Storyboards are always nice. I like storyboards because it's easier to show someone visually what things are going to look like than explain to them via text. They might not necessarily understand the terminology.
Yeah. I think from the user-generated standpoint, too, like even having the shot list, I think that's something that a lot of people probably don't think about when they're creating their own content.
Yeah.
For YouTube or for social media, even things as simple as like, I just need to put together a minute and a half video. Maybe it's just like them talking to camera about some special that they're going to be running as a business, or maybe it's them, you know, like talking to camera about, you know, like we're talking before, like I want to tell a story about my day and explain to them why this is so important. Well, you might want shots to accompany that. And I feel like even having the shot list and just brainstorming those shots, even if you're like, well, I think it's just going to be me on camera, you might spark something and go, you know what? It'd be cool if I have a photo, you know, especially if you're trying to show a service, I have a photo of me doing that. So I should put that in there so they can see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's a good point. I don't think a lot of people are doing that. I feel like you could tell the user generated content where they're putting the time in versus the ones where they're just like, I did a thing and it's up on social media now. It's the spaghetti method. We're just going to shoot a bunch of content that we don't plan and throw it out there and see what happens. So then, I mean, even outside of the scripting, I mean, you have the script put together, and I think in this creative process, I think pre-production, because you're taking the time to think, you're going to have all these other ideas start flowing and coming to you. And maybe you want to do a video on, I don't know, like cameras, but then all of a sudden you're thinking about, well, the cameras are important, but we need tripods and we need audio and mics and things like that. So I feel like as you're like getting these other ideas, one thing I like to have, and I think would be important for people, is a content library where I can store those ideas, and I try and classify them as like into buckets. So I can pull from the buckets each time. So I have like different things. So for example, I feel like with like watch time, like we're always trying to like kind of pull from the buckets of like video marketing, digital marketing, sales, entrepreneurship. And we try and get that to kind of like be a, I guess, a good example of the people that we're bringing on. You know, like I think about Roman Soyko, he really talked a lot about entrepreneurship and how he does his own digital marketing and video marketing. You know, we've had Don Mann on. He's talked about video marketing. We had Kelly and Catherine on from ASG. They talked about digital marketing. And then, like, we've talked about sales before. I know, like, I think Najata and I talked about it, and maybe even you and I. So, like, just trying to pull from these different buckets and these ideas.
Yeah, you can have a bunch of ideas, and you should write them down because you might have more. And there's going to be a point in time when maybe you're not, you know, the juices aren't flowing and you aren't coming up with any great ideas, and you can always go back to that back catalog of ideas that you had and, oh yeah, I wanted to talk about this or this, you know, so.
Yeah, I would even say, like, for the people that are watching, like, I would reserve a little bit of time, like maybe an hour a month, just sit down and, like, if you look at the ideas you have, see if it sparks new ideas, look at current content that you have, like, blogs and photos and, like, you know, just different experiences maybe with your business, and start trying to just write down those ideas, because that is one thing, like, when those juices aren't flowing and you're like, oh, I gotta make something, and then you don't have anything, then you're getting frustrated with yourself, and then maybe you make content that's just not as good.
Or you could just drink a bunch of coffee.
You could do that too.
Just drink like 5 cups of coffee
and it just gives you instant ideas.
Yes.
So but no, I just think, like, that's why I think that this episode is so important, is I think that, you know, with this user-generated series, being that we're video production professionals, everyone's like, oh, cool, you're going to talk about, like, what we should be shooting on. And we will talk about that in the third episode, like, and it may surprise you, it may not, I don't know. But I do think, like, having a whole episode dedicated to pre-production and planning is so important, because this really is a very planning-intensive job. And I think what a lot of our clients don't realize, and I think even just people in general that get into this business, is how much time there is in planning. Like, really, if you figure production and post-production, the length of that process, pre-production should probably be as long as the two of those put together.
Yep.
Just that important.
Agreed.
So I guess to kind of sum it up, just what we had talked about for everyone watching and listening, if you're like, okay, what is my execution strategy on pre-production? I just would say, first off, planning with this, like, think about, why are you creating this video? Who is it for? What platform is it going to? And in that case, you know, what do you have to do orientation-wise, length, flow, call to action? And then once you have that, just start scripting that out. Start with the outline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start working through the outline and then figure out if you need to script out lines and then build that shot list.
Yep.
And then you're ready to get started. Well, Josh, thanks again for coming on and talking to us about user-generated content, giving your take on it as a production professional. And we'll just see everybody in the next episode.
See you guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Watch Time. We hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
And remember to like and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes.
And if you want your question answered on our podcast, go to flexmediacle.com/watchtime.